And now this is a dictation for Rosemary Marr, M-A-R-R, June 3, 54, addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mrs. Mart. Last visit a year ago. I've been seeing her for resistant hypertension that responded well to Aldactone. There was prior low potassium, suggestive of hyperaldosterone state, and she has developed apparently idiopathic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, for what she has cardiac resynchronization device defibrillator, already more than a year without any defibrillation. She complains of fingertips appears wrinkled, dry. There is no ulcers, no major numbness, no weakness, no discolor or cyanosis. Question related to topical trauma, chemical. No other skin or mucosal abnormalities. Does have also left-sided carpal tunnel. Some nasal congestion recently treated with Z-Pak Flonase. Otherwise, extensive review system appears to be negative. I review medications. I want to highlight the Entresto, Farxiga, Coreg, Lasix, Aldactone, cholesterol management, aspirin. Today weight 225, previously 231. Blood pressure 128/62 by nurse. Alert orientis time 3. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. Device on the left upper chest. No pericardial wrap. No significant murmurs. Overweight of the abdomen. No edema. Fingertips. Increase of the markers. But no ulcerations. No clubbing. No thickening of the distal soft tissue. Radial pulses are acceptable. No cyanosis. No focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry from January, normal kidney function, no anemia, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Next paragraph. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Long-term history of resistance and low potassium suggests of hyperaldosterone state. Was well controlled on Aldactone, and she developed idiopathic cardiomyopathy, negative cardiac cath for coronary artery disease. She is on goal-directed treatment for CHF, as indicated above, and all those medications are being tolerated. She is compensated. I did not change any medicines. She asked questions about the fingertips. Etiology unknown, but common causes will be chemical irritation, as she's not wearing any gloves when she's exposed to laundry detergents or cleaning material. I do not see evidence for small vessel circulation abnormalities. She's wearing a brace for the carpal tunnel. Eosinophils has been running in the low side, but does not require any specific treatment. We will see her in a year, end of dictation.